The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Creed and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Forum for Nonprofits. It's hard to believe that over 300,000 high school sports students have concussions every year. That's a staggering statistic, and I'm really happy to introduce to you David Goldstein. He is a senior at Ransom High School, and he took the initiative to do something about this really tragic statistic. David, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Why don't we start off by explaining, what is a concussion? I mean, I think we all think it's like you knock your head, but what does that really mean?
Well, a concussion is a brain injury, first and foremost. For a long time, it was kind of thought of just having your bell rung, but it's being discovered that it can have serious long-term effects if not taken care of, and really needs to be treated with the utmost care.
So this started, you actually experienced several concussions. Tell us what happened with you personally.
Yes, so I experienced three concussions in a span of 4 years, all from playing soccer, and my most recent one occurred when I was a freshman in high school when an opponent's head in a soccer game crashed into the back of mine, and I was symptomatic for 3.5 months, and it truly was an ordeal.
So what were the symptoms? What happened?
I had headaches that were so painful that I had to sleep in the nurse's office at my school every day in order to survive school, and I was nauseous all the time, sensitive to light and sound, and it truly was a tough time for me.
That's very scary. So at what point did you say, wow, this happens to a lot of kids, I want to do something about it?
Well, after I was finally healed with the help of Dr. Ned and Dr. Hotz at the University of Miami Sports Medicine Center, I could finally look back at my experience, and I realized I just simply didn't want any other kid to have to go through what I went through. No one deserved that, and I wanted to do as much as I can to make kids not have to struggle the way that I struggled.
So tell us what you did. You actually set up your own project, and tell us what you called it and what it does. And
sure. So I started Countywide Concussion Care, which is an initiative to spread baseline impact concussion testing throughout Miami-Dade County. And with the help of my school and the University of Miami and the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis, I raised over $30,000 to provide public schools who wouldn't have the budget to provide this tremendous care for its athletes, the 36 public high schools in Miami-Dade County with athletics, to have this concussion testing, which really helps this kind of very hard to diagnose injury to become much more clear and treatable.
So that's a lot of money, first of all. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So explain to us what this testing does. And it's actually in the school. So an athlete has a concussion and they can test it. To explain how that works.
So what happens is before a student athlete participates in his or her season, he or she takes this computerized test, takes 20 to 30 minutes. It consists of very simple tasks such as remembering shapes and words, but what it does is it very accurately, within even like a hundredth of a second for some tests, measures simple brain functions. And when you have a concussion, you're not going to be able to perform the same way as if you don't have one. So if a student athlete happens to have a trauma to his or her head, then they go and retake the test and compare the scores. And because concussions are almost like a foggy injury, it's so hard to tell because they don't show up on scans. This really gives people a way to know whether or not they have concussions.
And so have you tracked this as the schools that have this equipment now, have they been able to help kids?
Well, the equipment, I mean, it's really just a program that
a software program
that's headed by a licensed administrator with the impact testing program, And since the countywide concussion program has started, over 18,000 baselines have been done in Miami-Dade County and about 800 retests. So kids are finally getting the care that they need, the protection that they need, and the knowledge that they need, which is also a very important aspect of what I've been trying to do in the county. And it's made for a safer county in terms of high school athletics.
That's really wonderful. Certainly for somebody like me, it gives me faith in our future that a young person like you, who's actually on his way to Princeton, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Has done something this incredible. So how many schools have this, and is there a continued need to plan to grow this in other counties?
So 36 public high schools have it, and when I started this project, I felt like public high schools really needed this support because a lot of their athletes have a lot of extra pressure to make it big in college, and they're willing to put themselves in extra danger because their hopes for colleges have to do with athletics. That's one aspect of it. Another is they're not going to have the budget that a private school is going to have. And even though the impact test really doesn't, I mean, it costs a couple hundred dollars per school for a public high school in Miami-Dade County, even that's going to be strenuous on
right.
the budget.
Plus you have to have somebody that maintains it and administers it, like you said.
Exactly.
So through your experience with your concussions, what's the treatment? I mean, are there any long-term effects, or what did the study said about concussions and what they do over your lifetime?
Well, certainly repeated concussions can result in long-term effects. That's being found more and more. And you can just see stories about ex-NFL players, which are very sad. They get recurring concussions and their lives are never the same. And then the most dangerous thing, though, is getting a concussion and then coming back to play too soon or continuing to play. Because even if you receive an additional hit to your head, even if it's a light one, it can cause massive ramifications due to second impact syndrome. So those are the kind of things that you really have to look out for. And this kind of support system with the testing program kind of is an attempt to mitigate those risks. And we're seeing good results with the retests and then getting them in a proper recuperation program and getting kids back on the field in the shortest time as possible, but at their maximum health capacity.
It's really amazing. So, and later in the show, we're going to talk about how other kids can get involved like you have. But tell us, if somebody's listening, how do they learn more about your program? What's your website?
My website is called countywideconcussioncare.com, all one word. And it's a great resource for different links for information and help in terms of concussions and just learning more. Also, it's a good way to keep track of what I've been doing.
It's really great. Tell us about how you raised $30,000 is a lot of money. So how did you raise that? What did you do?
Well, I started off with fantastic support from my school, Ransom Everglades School. And I held a raffle there, which raised over $8,000. And then I really went out of my way to draft documents and create PowerPoint presentations to give to as many people as I could send out. To get their attention on this important issue, because not everyone knows about concussions, but I had gone through a tough experience and I felt very passionately about getting this message out. So I just let as many people know as possible, and the results were fantastic.
That's great. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk to your mom about this a little bit. And then we're going to talk more about how people can continue to help you create this wonderful awareness. So you've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We're talking about countywide concussion care, and David Goldstein, who's the high school student from Ramson that started it, and we're going to learn more about it in just a minute. Stay with us.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels? And that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sterile bandage. A sandbag. A doctor. A sheet of plywood. A shovel. A bulldozer. A stethoscope. A cement mixer. An oxygen tank. A bed. A house. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact. It can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most: food, medical services, shelter, and other essential supplies. It can help improve the immediate distress and over time becomes a crucial tool in rebuilding schools, hospitals, and homes and getting local businesses back on their feet. A monetary donation is an easy and effective way you can help.
Want to help those affected by Hurricane Sandy? To donate, visit sandy.adcouncil.org. That's sandy.adcouncil.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We're learning about countywide concussion care. This is a nonprofit initiative started by a very bright high school student from Ransom, David Goldstein, who's on his way to Princeton. I'd like to welcome his mom, Cheryl Goldstein. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you.
We've been talking about the importance of awareness about concussions and that and parents are sometimes guilty of pushing their kids to go back and play more and more. Talk to us about your experience with David and what you learned through that that you can share with other parents.
Well, we had quite an interesting experience with David. We actually thought that he was getting the flu. So when he had a headache and he was nauseous, we didn't even think about the fact that he might even have had a concussion, even though he had had a concussion in the past. So really, education of parents, coaches, referees is so important that when there is a hit on the field, that they're aware that there might be a possible concussion to help get the player off the field and evaluate it if there is a potential head injury by a licensed healthcare professional who knows about concussions, who can then evaluate whether it's safe for the player to return to practice or
and
play.
What is the treatment exactly? I don't think there's a great understanding of exactly what happens when there's a concussion. And David, if you want to talk about what exactly do they do to make you better?
Sure. Well, certainly it takes a lot of expertise because it's a brain injury and something certainly not something to be trifled with. At the University of Miami, I found fantastic care from Dr. Ned and Dr. Hotz. And what they did is they did standard neurological testing, but I pretty much showed up fine with that. But then they had the knowledge to test my balance, and they realized that my balance was off because of the hit to my head. And I was because my balance was off, I was essentially constantly playing catch up with the world because I was slightly off and everything's happening so fast.
And did you notice that you felt kind of odd?
Yeah. You're definitely not yourself from a physical standpoint and certainly not yourself from a mental, emotional standpoint because it's kind of this constant spiral for 3.5 months of, oh, I just can't feel any better and I feel horrible. But at the University of Miami, what they did is they told me, they made it clear to me how important it was to rest. And just absolute rest is the best thing you can do for a concussion. It's hard for an active high schooler. I wanted to get back on the field.
Right.
But I wasn't going to be able to, and really took advantage of just laying low. And they helped me with a muscle relaxer for my neck, which was tense, which they found was another part of it, and a painkiller. But mostly, the best cure for a concussion is
It's like you bruised
rest.
Your brain and you need to let it heal.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly.
And so, Cheryl, what happened? I mean, I can understand why he's has headaches, he's throwing up, sounds like the flu. At what point did you realize it was the concussion?
Well, we really didn't realize for a long time. And I pushed David to do things in school, go to a debate competition, to be participating in a math competition. And those are things that just he should have never done. He should have been in a quiet room,
resting.
Not watching TV, not texting, not using his brain actively, and also just an awareness that those activities were causing him potential delay in recovery would have been good to know. His school was excellent in trying to help accommodate him. They spread out his tests. They let him miss school. They let him rest in the nurse's office. And really, what needs to happen now in our communities is that all the schools and the administration need to be aware that accommodations need to be met for these students. Even just walking in the hallways before classes are let out so that the noise does not bother a student who has a concussion and has headaches or effects from the concussion can help them out. So there are lots of little things that can be done.
That's really interesting. So, David, what tell us a little bit more about what you're doing to spread the word. Do you do speeches to coaches? Do you talk to parents? What are you doing to get the word out?
Well, I've spoken various times within my county to PE teachers, athletic directors, athletic trainers, coaches, and pretty much anyone who wants to hear the word. I'm always putting my name and number out there to try to get contacted.
Let's put it out there one more time. So in case people want to
David
get you
David Goldstein, my website is countywideconcussioncare.com, all one word. My email is dgoldstein24@gmail.com. And really, anyone who needs help out there or maybe wants to get something started in their communities, please reach out to me because I want to do everything I can to help make the issue of concussion less of an issue.
And from a standpoint of a parent, Cheryl, what do you recommend if a parent is concerned about their child that they may have a concussion? Where do they go? Who do they call first?
Well, first off, the athletic trainer at the school should be trained and knowledgeable on the topic. And more education is happening out there. When you see what's happening in the NFL, and the NFL has worked really hard to bring about awareness as they should, and so have other companies such as Dick's Sporting Goods. They've all been trying to raise awareness. So you need to talk to the athletic trainer, but also go to where there are experts. We went to so many doctors, so many neurologists that really were not specialists in concussion. So you need to find out where in your community there is an expert in concussion. Who is treating the university athletes? Who is treating the professional athletes in your area? That's where you should call to get a referral. And there are very, very excellent doctors out there.
So I guess it's pretty much as easy as calling. And you start with a neurologist and say, do you have experience? Or you look on the website and make sure they have experience. Ask for referrals from other parents, the athletic director, like you said.
Exactly. In the different school systems have health centers that they work with, and it's different in each county. And there's David can maybe talk to what's happening in Broward County that we know of through a woman named Diana Brett and her story.
Yes. So Diana Brett has been very active in Broward County trying to
Is she a high school student like you are?
No, she's actually the mother of Daniel Brett, who tragically passed away as a concussion. He committed suicide after suffering multiple concussions, and it's just a tragic story. But she's really been brave in the aftermath and trying to spread the message and the word so that tragedies like this never have to happen again.
So that's it. So the brain injury could be so traumatic that I guess the headaches and whatever would drive you to end your life?
It completely changes you as a person. When I had my personal experience, my friends would come up to me and say, you're not Dave. You're not the same person. We feel sorry for you, but you're just not the same. And to have to deal with that and the pain on a daily basis with no silver lining or light at the end of the tunnel in sight, it really, really wears down on you. And that's why it's important to have programs like I started to help people realize that they have this concussion. And then, as my mother said, it's important to be active in finding a way, in finding a support system to help you recuperate, because you don't have to sit out forever if you have a concussion, but you may end up taking a long time to recover if you don't take the necessary steps. I feel a lot of people are afraid they're going to be off of the field or out of school for a really long time, but if you take the right steps and find the right doctors, you can get back to feeling like yourself again in a good amount of in a short
and that
amount
most
of time.
Kids get back to playing. Do you still play soccer?
I play soccer. I've been playing for a couple of years now, proud captain of the Ransom Everglades varsity soccer team. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, I mean, it's my passion, it's my love. And I wear a rugby helmet when I play and a mouth guard to help lower the risks of having another concussion. People ask me, do you really think it helps? But in my mind, anything that I can do to
And they allow the rugby helmet.
Yes.
It's okay.
Anything I can do to lower the risks, I'm going to do.
Okay. That's really great. And I digress from the Broward. So let's go back to talking about the Broward group, and then we'll talk more when we come back in a few minutes. But tell us about what she's doing in Broward County to get things started.
So the past 2 years, she's organized Daniel's Dash, which has been a 5K and aimed towards raising money to help us spread concussion awareness and testing. And the key is what she's really fighting for is to get a cohesive countywide program to protect the high school students of Broward County, and as much help as people can give her in this effort, person by person, school by school, it's extremely important. It's extremely it's really an honor to work with her and to know her and to have someone fighting alongside me for this important cause,
right,
like her.
And you're starting to spread all through South Florida. We're going to come take a short break. We're going to come back and talk more about how more people can get involved in countywide concussion care. We're going to come back and talk to David Goldstein in a few minutes, so don't go away.
We all share a common journey. We wanted to serve our country, stand for something bigger than ourselves, and protect the things we love. Although we were ready to face any mission, help those in need, and make a difference, for some of us, coming home was more of a challenge than we expected. In the service, we had each other's backs. But as veterans, it can sometimes feel like we're all alone, even when surrounded by our loved ones.
If you're a veteran or service member in crisis, or know one who is, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been talking to David Goldstein, a star soccer player at Ransom High School who's about to go to Princeton. He started an awareness campaign called Countywide Concussion Care. It's at countywideconcussioncare.com if you want more information. Welcome back, David. So we're going to use the last few minutes that we have to talk about what other people can do to get more information. Maybe you're a parent listening to this or a soccer star and you think maybe you have a concussion too, or maybe they want to help fund what you're doing in the public school system. What do they do? What do you recommend that they do?
Well, first of all, the easiest option would be get in contact with me. You just said my website's name, countywideconcussioncare.com. My email is dgoldstein24@gmail.com. So I'd be more than happy to help with anyone who wants to get involved. Another great resource is the Daniel Brett Foundation. Spoken about Diana Brett, really working hard in Broward County.
Do you know their website? Can we tell everybody there? Or you probably Googled Daniel Brett. How do you spell that?
I believe it is DanielBrett.com, I believe.
Okay, so if you're in Broward County, Google Daniel Brett.
It might be DanielBrettFoundation.com.
Daniel Brett Foundation. Find out about how to get involved in the Dash, the run that they do every year. What about the Miami Center for to Cure Paralysis? You had mentioned that.
Yeah, Miami Project Cure Paralysis has been very involved. I'm a volunteer at the Kurds Neuroscience Center there, so they would have a wealth of information. And also Dr. Jillian Hotz, who was part of the team that helped get me back to 100% health, but has also really helped me in my activism, is the head of the Kids Neuroscience Center there. And her assistant is Ashley Quintero, who's a great person to get in touch with.
Okay,
and
what's their number?
Her number is 305-243-2074. So that is 305-243-2074. And she's very, very knowledgeable about concussions and can get you in touch with Dr. Hotz.
And what about getting the testing you talked about earlier in more schools? Is there a need to continue to raise money for that?
Absolutely. It's taken care of in Miami-Dade County, but there's so many other counties in Florida. There's been legislation passed in Florida, which I helped to get passed, which kind of sets up guidelines for protection, but there needs to be so the word's being spread and there are steps being taken, but we need a county by county effort to really take care of this issue.
And so what can people do? Do you want them to call their local representative? What do they do to help pass this bill?
Well, I really think it takes an individual and school-by-school effort and then coming together to take care of the counties, kind of like what I did. So they can work with their school to kind of bring this up. That's how I got started. They could look or they could contact a local concussion specialist who's involved, as Dr. Hotz was, and see if they if they'll be willing to team up and kind of start an effort similar to mine. But I think, and if they need any other advice, contact me. And on a more personal level, I'll see if I can help get something jump started, because it's really
And hopefully
means
you're
going
to find kids at Ransom to carry this on when you go to college,
exactly,
right?
So yeah.
If you want more information, go to countywideconcussioncare.com, countywideconcussioncare.com. We've been listening to David Goldstein, who started this push for concussion awareness, and you've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Until next week, we'll be back.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Cree, Senior Consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.